The board heard an hour-long presentation about the latest research on southeast sea otters, which are now estimated to total 20,000. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service marine mammal research biologist Verena Gill says the population is increasing at 4% annually in northern southeast. That number is 12% in the southern part of the panhandle. Gill says otters haven't increased their range in the northern part of the region.
But they have increased their range in southern southeast Alaska, and primarily that is that the main areas are around Kuyu Island and Kupriana, around Totem Bay and around the Cake area, and then in the south around the Barrier Islands.
The animals once blanketed the region but were hunted to near extinction by the late 19th and early 20th century with the fur trade. The state reintroduced them to southeast waters in the 1960s, and they've since thrived. Researchers are studying the otter's diet, and they're tracking some individual animals' movements. They're finding that the predators are impacting shellfish, sea cucumbers, and other creatures caught by commercial fishermen. The dive fleet and crabbers have raised concerns about the issue for years. They worry the animals will eventually put them out of business. But otters could have a variety of other effects on the ecosystem, according to Ginny Eckert, a fisheries professor with the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
We think there could be positive impacts of them on other fisheries, potentially herring, rockfish, and salmon. And the reason for that is because the otters help the kelp by eating urchins. And so there's more kelp now in areas where there are otters. That's not been shown. But we'd like to examine that.
Commercial divers are anxious to see some action taken on the issue now. They submitted a proposal to the board that would have allowed for an increased harvest of sea cucumbers to account for otter predation. Phil Doherty is a former fish and game biologist and now works for the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association.
Look at different ways that we can go in there and perhaps harvest at a little bit of a different harvest rate or front load some of the harvest before they're gone. We are not saving these animals, be it sea cucumbers, gooey ducks, sea urchins, or Dungeness crab. We are not saving them for anything. And so the board will have to have that discussion. Do we want to try and harvest at a little bit higher rate, a little bit more now, and then see what happens a few years down the road? We know what's going to happen a few years down the road. They're not going to be there, regardless if we harvest or not.
The Board of Fish took up that proposal the following day. Board member John Jensen of Petersburg said he liked the concept.
I believe we should feed people before we feed sea otters. They're going to end up eating them all anyway, but if they keep going at the rate they are. I wouldn't know if I would support this proposal or not, but I just think that humans should be treated with a little bit more should have a little bit more priority than sea otters, Mr. Chair.
But Jensen, a commercial fisherman and skiff rental business owner, was the only member who expressed support for the idea. Board Chair Carl Johnstone, a retired judge from Anchorage, opposed it.
To do so would reject the constitutional mandate to manage for sustained yield for the maximum benefit of the people. I understand feeding people rather than sea otters, but it would place a higher value on the gooey duck and the sea cucumber than the sea otter. And who are we to place that value at this time? It would put a higher value on money rather than on a marine mammal. But who are we to place that value, at least in my opinion?
The board voted down the dive proposal with only Jensen supporting it. It's possible the cucumber fishery could see some changes still in the future. Under a different proposal from the state, the Department of Fish and Game suggested a variable harvest rate based on the estimated cuke numbers in different parts of the region. That would have allowed for no fishing in areas with depressed cucumber numbers and a higher harvest in areas with strong stocks. Fish and Game eventually withdrew support for that proposal and the board took no action on it, but the department's Kyle Hebert said they wanted to look for other solutions.
We would like to improve upon the harvest rate approach that we use now. We'd like to try to determine if there's a better way to deal with sea otter areas, impacted areas, and so we would like to work with SART for more and see if we can come up with something.
Some of the discussion also focused on the possibilities for increased hunting of otters by Alaska Natives. The animals are protected by federal law, but it does allow natives to harvest them for creation of handicrafts. There's federal legislation proposed that would loosen restrictions on the native commercial use of whole otter pelts. An estimated 600 otters have been killed in Southeast during each of the past 2 years. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.